Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, has received FIFA award for its development of a football training center in Nusantara, the country's future capital city in East Kalimantan. The chairman of PSSI, Erick Thohir, accepted the gold category award from FIFA president Gianni Infantino during the FIFA Executive Football Summit 2025 in Miami, Florida. The football training center in Nusantara was completed in February, and according to antaranews.com, the facility currently includes three international standard football fields, two natural grass and one synthetic turf, with a total of 8 fields planned by next year. The Indonesian government has lifted quota restrictions on live cattle imports to ensure the availability of meat and milk supplies and to strengthen national food security. Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan announced the policy during the commemoration of Nusantara Milk Day 2025 in Jakarta on Sunday. He said that importers are now permitted to bring in live cattle without quota limits for various purposes, including supporting the livestock industry and meeting public consumption needs. According to antaranews.com, by removing the restriction, Hasan added, the government aims to give the national dairy processing industry an opportunity to increase production volumes, improve product quality, and enhance supply chain resilience. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Come stop the crying, it'll be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Yes, you'll be in my heart. No matter what they say, you'll be here in my heart. Always. Why can't they understand the way we feel? They just don't trust what they can't explain. What do they know? We need each other.
Karanghawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo. So you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach.
Akan senyum manismu sedekat itu ragamu berdiri seakan pertemuan yang pertama kali satu permintaanku. Nyanyikan lalunan mimpiku. Bawa kembali hadirmu di sini. Bawalah kembali hadirmu di sini. Ku ingin pelukmu temani hingga fajar datang dan lupa waktu. Kisahnya telah usai. Air mata menyerbu. Seruntuh itu ku kehilanganmu. Ku luapkan cerita lewat doa. Hadirmu di sini, bawalah kembali hadirmu di sini. Ku ingin perlumu temani hingga fajar datang dan lupa waktu. Abadi dalam mimpi, genggam lagi tangan ini terakhir kali. kau berlalu.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu or My Life is Lonely Without You by Ayu Sakti, accompanied by New Normal Keroncong. The song, created by Aris and popularized by the New Cyclone Music Group, was released as a single in 2012. The song describes a person's complicated and conflicted feelings. She loves someone, but also feels hurt by his presence. There is a feeling of wanting to forget and go away, but at the same time, there is a realization that life feels lonely without him. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu by Ayu Sakti featuring New Normal Keroncong. Happy listening. Thank you.
Everything that is helpful sometimes can be unhelpful as well if you do not take care of it properly. Just like having good friends, but you do not treat them well. What will you get? Of course, bad thing. That also applies into plastic, listener. We know that plastic helps a lot of things, making sure that your drink is not spilled and reducing the use of paper. We remember that at that time, paper was said to be not eco-friendly because you got to cut down the trees. But then again, plastic can also be devastating to nature. But then, how is the impact of plastic waste specifically to marine environment, marine ecosystem? What should we do? And to know about it, here is an explanation and recommendation by Associate Program Officer in Plastic Pollution and Marine Litter of COPC Secretariat, Anna Kumarasamy.
Yeah, so plastic pollution impacts ecosystems on a massive scale. In COPC, we specifically work on protecting and sustainably developing the marine environment. We also focus on some of the most vulnerable habitats, including coral reefs and mangroves. Mm-hmm. We also more broadly know that plastics can be ingested by mammals, fish, birds, both by having toxic and mechanical effects. So we have all seen pictures of kind of turtles with straws in their nose or plastic can connectors restricting animal movements. Mm-hmm. So these are just some ways that plastics are impacting the environment. But as you mentioned, like these are happening also on many different scales. Yeah, so I think we really need to move towards a circular economy approach. So mm-hmm. looking at the whole life cycle of plastic. What this means is looking at product design, production, how we use plastics, and how we dispose of plastics in a way that really does not harm the environment. So that means looking at all of these different stages and how we can reduce plastic entering the environment in different ways.
And you can listen to the full conversation about this on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
I get intrusive thoughts in the middle of the night. Use my phone to shine a light. I walk to the bathroom. Without kids, and it's chronic, toxic, honest. Don't wanna read the news, but what am I supposed to do? I'm not afraid to town is sinking.
Stephanie Putri with My Hometown is Sinking. As we know that so many places in this planet, on this planet, are sinking because of the global warming. And the global warming came from something called human activities, especially the irresponsible ones. So I would like to invite you all to be a responsible person towards the environment, and also including your own financing. And talking about financing, have you ever wondered if the government created or issued a new banknote, what happened to your old ones? Can you still use it? Apparently, according to the law, you cannot do it, but the old banknotes that is taken by the bank again because you got the new ones, it will not be just a waste, be another pile of trash, heap of trash somewhere else, but instead it's gonna be processed into something useful, just like what is done by Bank Indonesia representative office in Bali province, which process waste banknotes into medals for people joining in the 2025 Chris Summer Run Bali running race. Reported by antaranews.com, the central bank representative office processed around 40 kilograms of banknotes of various denominations that had been shredded into small pieces. Oh my god, this whole sentence really hurt my feelings. But then again, imagine how much money is that 40 kilogram of banknotes. But as we know that it's no longer fit for circulation, so it's a good news too. And then in processing this, the Bali provincial government is not alone, but they are also collaborated with a number of banks and micro, small and medium enterprises in Bali to print waste banknotes into medals. So how many medals can we get from 40 kilograms of banknotes? It seems 1,500 green or eco-friendly medals were printed, adjusting to the number of participants in the first running race held by Bank Indonesia in Bali. And according to Deputy Head of Bank Indonesia Representative Office for Bali Province, Butet Linda Helena Panjaitan, it appears that the effort certainly obviously was made to support the environmentally friendly movement.
What can we do differently? Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? 'Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I learn the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do. Love like you love me too.
Teach me how to
love.
At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
If you got something to say to this broadcast listener, feel free to tell us on our social media account so that everybody knows about it. So our Facebook is The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok VOI_official, and you can also visit our YouTube channel VOI Official. More from Indonesia is coming up next, like a story about Sampyong, but before that we'll be giving you one of the latest hit coming from Indonesia. We have Nona with Shoot.
A touch like midnight in July. I know that look, I've seen it before, and I'm keeping score. Got you right where I want you. How you like that, baby? You've been way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming.
Peres gitu, bahasa Sundanya peres gitu.
Hurt. Peres is Sundanese. I get bruised usually, but it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or eucalyptus oil, minyak angin, warming oil. My lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was statement of Aceng Hidayat, the owner of Ranca Gede Sundani Studio, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Regency, West Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when he is hit.
Itu bahaya itu. Jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul
what
itu
dangerous
harus
is
diam
avoiding.
Gitu.
So artinya just stand still if you are going to be hit because it will be dangerous if tortoise nerve hurts. Those who avoid will hurt instead.
Diam, gitu.
Stand still when hit makes no sense indeed. But it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Regency, West Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kiwing Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simpuram sub-district, Jigasong district, Majalengka Regency, West Java.
Nama Kiwing Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpurem, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kiwing Almawi from Simpurem Subdistrict, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. There is also Nurpani, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotan bitter in the length of 60 cm with head cover called balakutak, made of layers of cloth to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, a research found the art dangerous, that it was modified into Sampyong, in which people heat and are hit for 3 times. All people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent. Maybe accidentally said San Three Pyong. So Sampyong is 3 beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Bahayakan itu. Jadi di perubah lagi, di modifikasi itu. Jadi Sampyong. Sampyong itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampyong itu kebetulan katanya, ini kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu 3 pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandang.
3 beatings, that's the essence of Sampyong art from Majalengka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm. With balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandang. The real art, which has existed before the colonial era, has evolved as time rolled by, as said by Asikin, Majalengka cultural observer and the owner of an art studio in Majalengka, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, when we are looking for the existence of Sampyong art in Majalengka Regency, West Java Province. The origin of Sampyong art, Asikin said, comes from Kaolinan or Games of Xavier.
Sampyong itu awalnya merupakan Kaolinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala.
Sampyong used to be Kaolinan or Games of Shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and heat their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Bahkan sampai kepala. Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, itu di Cibodas kemudian menjadi permainan yang merakyat, justru jadi berkembang menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan malah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like Azikin said, Sampyong art evolution still continues from Kaolinan or Xavier games in Majalengka becomes hobby, from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. Azikin added, Kaolinan or Xavier change when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian
when Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in 1960s. First, not hitting head, vital part, and under thigh. Only three beat, so it means sampyong. Chinese people say sam is three, pyong is beat. So no more battle after three. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense. And it's packed in one art style with accompaniment to instruments, gendang pencak, tempul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan pencak, and padungdung, tepak dua, or two taps means paleredan, and it sounded during the performance.
Satu model kesenian dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang pencak, tempul, kemudian gendang dan trompet, mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak. Baik padungdung, tepak dua atau apa gitu, biasanya paleredan yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain. Pada sampyong itu karena ada regulasi, kemudian
in sampyong there's a regulation, and at that time people still love sampyong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community,
karena mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener Acheng Hidayat, sampyong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing sampyong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempul, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lifts up spirit.
Bikin semangat, apalagi kan ditonton gitu.
Moreover, Acheng said, in some art festivals in Majalengka, Malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of sampyong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya pentas,
if we hold performance, many people want to join. If sampyong lovers join, Malandang will get overwhelmed to choose participants.
Malandangnya sampai kerepotan menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get three heart beatings and how long the artist perform sampyong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya itu kan Malandang ya. Istilahnya
it depends on how Malandang or referee manage time. Sometimes after one beating, the player goes around while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Ya, mungkin itu untuk istirahat apa supaya enggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15 satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10 atau 15 menit.
That's what makes sampyong art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extinction, Majalengka sampyong art, Acheng added that he would keep promoting sampyong art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jejaring sosial.
I often see sampyong art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented sampyong art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Generasi muda gitu, intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka sampyong art continues to be done, not only by Acheng, Azikin, or Mangkiwing Almawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Surati, to RRI World Service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampyong dan seni Gao.
Thank you for your concern about Sampyong art and Gao art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both press and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festival, especially in Baru cities and West Java, because two arts that you ask, namely Sampyong and Gao, are traditional arts which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like contemplating dance. Gao and Sampyong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to specially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampyong dan seni Gao, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya. Kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali itu yang kontrak dengan kita khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka.
Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampyong art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said Sampyong art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk seni Sampyong tidak terlalu sulit ya untuk pelestariannya karena
Sampyong art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampyong. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it ngadu jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampyong art in Majalengka always goes with ship agility contest and pencak. Sampyong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image for fun.
Tandingkan di pekalangan gitu di Sampyong dan kesenian Sampyong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat. Selalu disatukan dengan ketangkasan domba atau dengan pagelaran kuda pencak, kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong, kalau di sini kuda pencak, Pak ya, jadi ada bedanya. Sedikit orang Majalengka dan Sampyong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat, barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kekerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampyong art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampyong art from the region.
Untuk Sampyong, sebenarnya wisatawan.
In fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have asked us to watch Sampyong art performance. So we performed Sampyong art in Cideras village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampyong art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because violence art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, louder, and so on.
Yang dimaksud dengan seni Sampyong dan cukup menarik dengan pendapat seni kekerasan, tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan ya, seni kekerasan tapi hiburan, yaitu hiburannya dengan saling pukul tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that Sampyong art, which started from Sevier Games in Majalengka, now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampyong art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan asing yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Perancis,
The foreign tourists come from the US, France, and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampyong art. There are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway, but they do not come in entourage, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans, and South Americans studying musical instruments called sadatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts, including Sampyong art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut sadatana di Jatiwangi Arts Factory di Jatiwangi, sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampyong dan Gap.
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampyong art, Majalengka Regency Youth Sport Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to art studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days and statehood events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park, we have also performed Sampyong and Gauk at Monas or National Monument in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam for Geman Nusantara event. We also participated in Porseni sports and arts competition in 8 regencies of border city in West Java and Central Java, art and culture event in West Java, Sampyong dance SMK Putra Nusantara Majalengka Art Vocational School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak sam has been proposed to support Sampyong art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event-event Jawa Barat pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan. Kami juga menggelarkan tari Sampyong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat gamelan untuk mendukung, juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang pencak sama untuk mendukung seni Sampyong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from each region whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what Sampyong art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampyong art is still favorable until now both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regencies in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the sources said, Sampyong art from Majalengka, which is in the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation without changing standard of Sampyong art totally.
Sementara kau dengannya